There was a woman I knew several years back. Let's just call her Nan. Nan had been a woman who was very industrious in her 20s and 30s. She was on most every committee in the church and stayed busy all the time. She was one of those people that never seemed to slow down. She had an endearing smile and a quick wit. Nothing seemed to get her down. As Nan grew older, her friends noticed a change. Her gregarious nature and easygoing attitude seemed to fade as the lines on her face grew. Friends would call and invite her to go to lunch or a movie, to dinner or a play, and every time they asked, she'd say no. Actually, she didn't just say no, she gave a litany of reasons that she couldn't, none of which were compelling. She couldn't go out to dinner because she had been to the grocery store that morning. She couldn't go to a movie because she'd been reading all afternoon. She wasn't sure if she would like the play and didn't really know what the menu was at the restaurant. For a while, members of the church would call and ask Nan to help with some of the activities that were going on. She was asked to come and be part of the kitchen crew. Nah. She was asked to join the Bible study group. No. How about helping with snacks for vacation Bible school? That had always been something she loved. She quickly let her callers know that she had done her time, and now it's time for some of the younger folks to step up and do their part. Nan had become completely negative. It should have come as no surprise to her when people stopped calling. Unfortunately, the lack of calls only added to her negativity until she became entirely shut off from the world. The woman who had once been a blessing had become something of a curse, and no one wanted to be near her. Nan decided what her limits were, what she could and mostly could not do, and nothing could break her free from her self-imposed prison. You might have met a man yourself. Someone who has imposed so many limits on what can or cannot be done that life is stale and without possibilities. Lists of excuses like age or other circumstances leave him or her without hope. Thankfully, Abram had not come to the place of Nan in his attitude. We hear that the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great." Abram could have come up with any number of reasons why this was entirely not possible. The first of which being that he was 75 years old at the time. Furthermore, his wife, who by all accounts would be the mother of this great nation, was also up in her years and had never had children. Abram had a valid argument, by all accounts, of why this getting up and moving to an unknown land at the appeal of God was nonsensical, impractical, impulsive, and all around ridiculous. A well-rounded, sane 75-year-old man would never do something so unwise. One would imagine that all his friends and family thought that he and Sarai had gone off the deep end. But apparently not all of them did. His Lot, his nephew, went with them. We have no record of Sarai's response to Abraham's decision to set out. She didn't really have any say in this matter. We do know that later, when God informed them that she would conceive and bear a child, she laughed. Scripture doesn't interpret for us if her laughter was one of joy or in reaction to the absurdity. We mostly imagine the second. But we know that she was open to the absurd, the ridiculous, the unusual way that God works, and so it came to pass. Abram did become a great nation, so much so that when Paul writes to the Romans, he reminds them their relationship with Abraham is not an assurance of salvation. God blesses Abram so that he will be a blessing. He is given so that he will give. He is not given so that he will hoard his gifts to himself. Most of all, he is given because he is open to receive. God is not like the proverbial image of the caveman who hits his beloved over the head with a mallet and drags her into the cave by his hair. God has given us free will to be a blessing or not, to respond to him or not, to be open to possibilities or to shut ourselves off. Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews, went to Jesus by night. Nicodemus was probably on up in years as well. To be a leader of the Jews, one must have advanced through the ranks. His curiosity and inquiring mind had not been squelched by his age. This young rabbi had something that Nicodemus wanted to know more about. From what he had heard so far, he knew that Jesus taught the words of God. And he knew that the signs he had seen and heard about indicated that Jesus was filled with the presence of God. So he sought him out. Nicodemus didn't want to cause too much of an uproar with the other temple leaders by engaging Jesus during the day. Furthermore, Jesus was always surrounded by so many people. Night was better. He could meet him alone. So he crept through the shadows to meet Jesus. He was caught entirely off guard when Jesus told him that no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. His hearing was failing a bit because he thought that he said, no one can see the kingdom of heaven without being born again. The Greek word anathen, meaning in English both again and from above. Jesus' words confused Nicodemus. They were out of his normal, literal way of thinking. We don't know what Nicodemus did the rest of that night or the rest of that week or even that month. But we do know that later he would be instrumental in assuring that Jesus gets a fair trial from the authorities and that he would help prepare Jesus' body for burial. Jesus' words that night caused Nicodemus to think. He didn't allow his puzzlement with Jesus' words to be a stumbling block. It seems that he allowed them and his other experiences with Jesus to open his mind to possibilities, to God. Who do we want to be? It's a choice, you know. We can choose to remain open to God's working in our lives, no matter our age or situation. Or we can be so sure and certain that we cannot be used that we block out all messages and messengers, even those from God. We are blessed to be a blessing. We can bless those we meet or not. God wants each and every one of us to be a part of his plan. Be open. Be a blessing. Amen.